Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We are just a couple of hours out from the first, well, actually, the only debate that is scheduled between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. Of course, we've got a special pre-debate show. We'll spend the hour from 6 to 7 talking about some of the issues that might come up, what we should be looking for, what we've seen in past debates. And then at 7 o'clock, we will carry the debate live right here on News Radio WRVA. And it's only an hour. It's 1 hour. It's amazing that with 8 million or so people here in my beloved Commonwealth, your only chance really to see a head-to-head discussion between these two is for 1 hour, which, in all candor, is better than Lieutenant Governor or Attorney General. Lieutenant Governor, that's not happening at all because Ghazala Hashmi has refused to be part of a debate with John Reed. And the Attorney General's debate is what? It's a little get-together with the Bar Association. Well, crazy. All right. My friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joins us once a week. And we take a look at all the things that are going on. I want to get a sense from Brian, not just about this government shutdown. We talked a little bit about that last week. But President Trump, who ought to get the Nobel Peace Prize for what's going on in the Middle East, just amazing stuff. Brian, welcome, sir.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Did you ever think? I mean, let's talk a little bit about this. Only Trump could get this done.
Yeah, and the left will not give him any credit whatsoever for any of it.
Right. Should we hold our breath? Should we wait for the Nobel Peace Prize to come his way? I think never, ever going to happen.
No, I mean, it's a left-wing award basically given to leftists, and if he were to win one, I would be truly shocked. But he certainly would deserve one for this deal alone.
Yeah. What do you make of what has happened here? We are the same age, just about, I think. We've seen these moves one way or another, but ultimately we've heard the same thing over and over again. Can never happen, won't ever happen, never really going to happen. Trump seems to have not just the connections behind the scenes, but the, you know, what Vince McMahon said, the testicular fortitude to say, guys, we're getting this done.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. So, I mean, I think that we're in incredible times here. We really are.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me your analysis of the election stuff coming up, Brian. We are hot and heavy here. We're like 25 days away, I guess, from the actual election day. More and more stuff coming out even today on this Jay Jones. You've got sort of a macro view here. You're looking from outside of Virginia. What are you seeing? What are you feeling about this?
Well, I will tell you this. the entire country right now is watching the Virginia races. And Jay, this clown Jay, is probably one of the main reasons. But the background of these clowns, but also this Democrat running for governor in New Jersey as well. Yeah. But I think Virginia has now eclipsed New Jersey. And I do these segments on other stations, Jeff. Right. And I'm kind of two-timing you.
It's all right. I thought I was your real only friend. It's okay. No, it's not. I don't take it. No. You should be doing more than
that.
You're that good.
Yeah. So we have to have humor and all this, or we'll go nuts. But the thing is that, even interviews out west, I'm being asked about Virginia. So that just tells you, and it's the first topic that comes up.
Wow.
Yeah. So, this guy is unbelievable. But so typical of the left, because they play by a different set of rules than the rest of us. Mm-hmm. They can go and send all the threatening text messages they want, and that was just blowing off steam, or he didn't really mean it, or they make every excuse in the book. And just the battle to get media outlets to even cover this scandal, most of them did so kicking and screaming, dragging their feet as long as they could until they absolutely had to report on it days later.
Yeah. It's a fascinating situation, Brian, to watch this play out. Now, I'm curious to know, and I'll remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer, somebody who, my opinion, just one of the best talk show hosts, one of the best talk radio personalities I've ever heard. But in addition to that, Brian's devoted a huge chunk of his life to organizing stuff and running campaigns, doing all this big time stuff. Jay Jones actually canceled a fundraiser that was scheduled. Do you think, as somebody who's been inside campaigns, is there something that we should be reading into that, or is it just him saying, we're good, we'll do it some other time?
Well, I think that he is fearful of appearing anywhere in public where he might have to take questions from anyone. And it could be that donors have backed out. But, it's fascinating the way the Democrats circled around him with a protective cocoon, and how none of them really withdrew their endorsement of him despite all of this. And it isn't even just the threatening text, but the fact that he has also misrepresented his record. It doesn't sound like he's ever really tried any cases or done any significant legal work, which is, by the way, the same issue that we had with Kamala Harris. She had basically been propelled through the system, the Peter principle, basically just moving up without ever really trying a lot of cases. We find this a lot with Democrats that run for attorney general or any kind of position that is a prosecutorial position. We find that they often haven't really done much other than kind of glorify paralegal work.
Yeah, Jay Jones was, as memory serves, an associate attorney general in the District of Columbia, but never actually prosecuted a single case. He's never, ever been in the courtroom to prosecute a case, and now he's decided that he should be the attorney general of my Commonwealth, and it is just absolutely outrageous. And you should know, because you are seeing other talk show hosts, I know, you should know that just today the prosecutor out in New Kent County shared with everybody that Jay Jones apparently misled the court. There was no approval for him to do this so-called community service at his political action committee. And so I don't know what the follow-up is, but as I read it, he would certainly be subject to, I don't know if it's prosecution or some sort of an amended sentence, because he didn't actually do what he was supposed to do, apparently.
Well, one would think, but as a Democrat, again, the legal system protects him. And I saw the letter that was written by the apparently executive director of his own PAC. Yeah. And that letter, first of all, doesn't even mention that it's a political action committee. And the letter also doesn't mention his role in it, which is that he runs it.
Right.
It left off if you saw the letter, it's very brief. You know, it was to the court, and basically that he had satisfied the community service at, what was it, 300 hours. And, I mean, that person should be brought up on charges as well. The person who wrote that letter, because it's a complete lie.
It is insanity. Now, there is a difference. I'm sure you remember a couple of years back, Governor Northam was discovered in the yearbook from his medical school, either dressed as a Klansman or in blackface. And so there was an immediate cry for him to resign. This time around, with Jay Jones making these threats, these fantasies, I guess would be a better way to describe it, that he would put two bullets into the head of a coworker. Democrats, I guess, did what Democrats do, but boy, they really did circle the wagons with him. But they were, just a couple of years ago, perfectly willing to throw Ralph Northam out until they realized that their lieutenant governor and their attorney general were not going to make the cut.
Yeah, so everything is about partisan politics first and decency never. And that is the pattern that we've seen consistently. And, you know, they play by their own standards and their own rules until we change that system and to where it can no longer protect them. We will continue to have this happen. And I guess on election night, what I'll be wondering is, do these Fairfax voters just sit there and check D, 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 D up and down the ballot like usual? Or do they think twice about a person like this? And, you know, I hate to sound cynical, but I think they just vote D and they don't care who it is.
Yeah. I don't think you're being cynical. No, you're not being cynical.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you're being an astute observer, because you will look. I don't do predictions, but I would be inclined to think that Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, it doesn't matter who is listed as a Democrat. That's exactly the way they're going to vote. So it is up to Winsome Sears and John Reed and Jason Mayarnes to get the votes out elsewhere, and it seems like it's working. Whether it's going to be enough, I don't know. Latest polls indicate, boy, this thing is getting tighter and tighter and tighter by the hour.
Well, the thing also, Jeff, is the Republicans that you just named are just superb candidates. I mean, we can really be proud of who we have running this year in Virginia and New Jersey and elsewhere this year. I mean, we can really say that we put our best foot forward with these. And I haven't always been able to say that every election year. But this year, I say it confidently. We've got great Republican candidates.
I couldn't agree with you more. I know you are looking at New Jersey as well. And so before I let you go, what are you seeing and hearing in New Jersey? Is that thing as tight as it seems to be?
It is tight. And, you know, there was a debate and it was very, very fiery. I think that was last night. Yeah. And, you know, now you've got the Virginia debate. But the thing, what I am seeing that really encourages me is a lot of Republican activism in New Jersey. Even people I know are out walking precincts for Republicans, for the Republican ticket. People are out there working and getting involved, getting engaged like I've never seen before, because New Jersey's starting to turn purple on us, you know, and that's really thanks to Trump in a large extent. I think Trump got 43% of the vote there last time, which is really darned good for New Jersey. So I think there's something changing out there, and people are getting out and seizing upon it and doing something about it. And I think that's what encourages me the most. And those polls are as tight as Virginia's. So, I mean, this is all about turnout, Jeff. Yeah. All about turnout. We have to have every single person listening to your program right now get out and vote and overcome that, you know, expected what we get every election from the areas that you just named, Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, et cetera, you know, to overcome that in the rest of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that's the bottom line.
I love it. Brian, I want folks to be following the Media Equalizer. How do they do it?
That is facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, and also facebook.com/Red Wave America, Red Wave America.
Love it. Great stuff. I will chat with you soon. That is my friend, Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. If you are not following him over on Facebook, well, quite frankly, you should be. It is as simple as that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.